So, I just got home, and luckily my roommate isn't here, which is great. I love that for me. But I wasn't even supposed to be at work today, apparently. So, I got to go home early, at least until I have to go to my next job, which is perfectly fine. That gives me a couple hours. But because I went in today, I got to see my favorite customer. And which I work in retail, and that already makes me very, very volatile, I guess, sometimes. And so yeah. I work in a predominantly female oriented job. Every now and then I get, not just females. So that's pretty great. But for the most part, it's just females. Which is perfectly fine with me because I like to look. And I have the best job in the world for that. I get to help lovely ladies and, femme presenting people look amazing and feel amazing in, lingerie and stuff. But anyway, my favorite customer came in today and well, pretty much, I would fuck the shit out of this person. So much. If given even the slightest chance. Like, we flirt. It's fine. But, like, outside of, like, doing this and, like, in my normal kink everyday life, I have anxiety and I can't talk to people. It sucks. But yeah, so now that I have rambled a lot, let me get down to the purpose of this. I'm going to just fantasize about what I would do to this person, and I want you guys to picture me doing it to you. Through my voice, I guess. Yeah, that's how this works. Yeah, that's how this works. Anyway. Oh. So, pretty much, whenever I, help people, get the right clothing or whatever it is, I get to be in pretty close quarters. Quarters with them, which is really fun. It leaves for a lot of fantasizing, which sometimes I do a lot at work. And then, yeah, it's almost like an edging thing for me, and it's fun. But moving on. So basically, what I would do to this person, to you, and like this isn't just for like women or anything like that. No. All of you are included. All of you. 'Cause I'm in a dominating mood. I need to be top today. So, I'm going to top you. Okay? If you're cool with that, cool. Let's continue. So, what I would do is obviously you would be needing like a different size or something, and I'd come in and just, hand you whatever size. But you, when I open the door, you're in the middle of changing. And I get to see everything I like to see. So, I love looking at people. Of course, you may be shy and like try to cover up, and I'll just be like, oh no, it's okay, it's fine. Because that's what I do. And so, we just, you know, start flirting. I, you know, try to break the ice, make you comfortable, hand you whatever item of clothing I was bringing you. And we'd start to hardcore flirt, which I am very nerdy, geeky, and just a weeb, so I would probably make like some kind of anime or science joke or something like that, because yeah, I am awkward. And so we'd start to flirt. I'd probably get a little closer and just, you know, not really expecting anything. And then I would help you, like maybe adjust the clothing or something. Just, you know, get the feel of it. And then I would probably look you up and down and then tell you how beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, you know, spectacular you look. And just probably not be able to stop staring. And like, from there, I would probably make sure that none of my other coworkers or my boss or anything like that was anywhere near, which is usually pretty easy to do. And I would start being a little naughty. You know, maybe touch a shoulder or like something like that. Excuse the lovely pressure washing of my apartment that happens to be right now, apparently. Anyway, there's that. fuck. But, yeah, I would start touching you, you know, give you room to say, like, no, this isn't good, you know, all that kind of stuff. But once I get the green light, it's on. I'm a pretty strong person, so don't ever think I can't lift you up, because, bitch, I will find a way. It's leverage for a reason. Don't care who you are, I will pick you up and make you feel amazing. And I would pick you up and push you up against the wall. Pick up your legs, wrap your legs around my waist, and start making out with you. First, I'd suck on your bottom lip. Just, you know, worshiping your bottom lip. Nibbling softly. You know, making sure that you gasp, and then I'd insert my tongue, and we'd just, you know, make out like that. All the while, my hands are wandering, just all over, stroking and scratching and, you know, pinching your nipples, sliding down your belly, stomach, all that kind of stuff, down to the good bits. Playing with your breasts. And yes, everyone has breasts. It's all breast tissue. Same thing. And I love it. So, I love people. So I would just start playing and just making you feel good, making you feel wanted. At this point, you're probably going to be very, very horny. And if you're not yet, you will be. But guess what? We're still in a pretty public place, so you can't make any sounds. You got it? No sounds. If you need a little help, I can wrap my hands around your throat if you so choose, or around your mouth, but I like occupying your mouth a lot better with mine. So that's what I'm gonna do. And you can't make any sounds. And if you do, I'll definitely catch him. So, I'll just make sure that you're feeling really good. If you have a pussy, guess what? I'm gonna stroke it. I'm gonna play with your clit. Stroke up and down your slit. And insert my fingers. Just curling gently. Making sure you're ready. And just, going to town. If you have a cock, I'm stroking that bitch. Stroking. Playing with the pre-cum through your pants, jeans, whatever it is. Just making sure that you're getting every single thing you need. Because this is about you and how much I want you. Got it? So, I want you to just listen to my voice and stroke yourself. Imagine this scenario. Just imagine me just slamming you up against the wall and just basically fucking the ever-living shit out of you. It's great. I love this scenario. Would I love it to happen in real life? Oh, fuck yeah. Loads. But unfortunately, I have to be professional at work. So, this is just gonna live rent-free in my head. And something for me to fap to. And for you, lovely babes, to fap to as well. If only I had time for another session. I do. Fuck. Let's go. Oh yeah, definitely wet thinking about this. Oh, it's one of my I love it so much. Fuck. Hold on. Oh, that's it. I'm not getting the toy this time. I'm just gonna go to town, which means it'll take longer, but it's okay. It'll just give y'all time to come, and I want you to come. I'm sure you need it. It's coming is the best. And we all need it. And I don't want you to come for me. No. I want you to come for you. Come because you want to. I'm not gonna make you. That's for you to decide. And if you don't come, that's fine. There's always next time. At the end of the day, you should be comfortable. Oh, fuck. Because consent is sexy. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, God. Maybe faster than I thought. Oh, fuck. I guess imagining me fucking you just works so much better. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh. Than I wanted this audio to be, but it's fine. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun too. Fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I was a lot softer, oh fuck, than earlier. So, that was nice. Fuck. Okay. Oh, that was it for me. Well, okay. Okay. Bye, y'all. I hope y'all had fun. I certainly had fun. Great scenario. Be kind to your retail workers. We're all going through some shit. Have a nice day, babes.